Did man evolve from the apes? Sometimes I look in the mirror first thing in the morning and I do wonder. But yeah, generally not. I mean, it does say when it talks about the creation of man, it said, let us make, in chapter 2, it says, the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. And some people would say, well, dust can be stretched to refer to animals. They're sort of dusty when they've died. So you can understand that as being that, well, God could have taken an ape and put his spirit in an ape and made it develop into human beings sort of thing. But I think that is a stretch, personally. But that is the sort of argument that some Christians would make to tie in with the fact that we've come from apes. I believe that the account of the creation of Adam and Eve is too specific for that. I certainly, and Ben's already said that as well, chapter 2, I think, is definitely the most literal of the two chapters. It is clearly written as narrative, written as historical way it happened sort of stuff. Doesn't mean there's not things in there that aren't image and picture and so on, and I think we need to understand that. But it's quite understandable, living in the same material world with the same gravity and need for oxygen and all that, that there will be many similarities between the animals, the living life that God has created on Earth. It doesn't surprise me that there are animals that look a bit like humans or so on. But I don't think that means that we necessarily have to have come from them. And it seems to me that if we say we're taking God's word as well as general revelation, then I think chapter 2 of Genesis has to be taken as it's written, and we are not descended from apes. A sort of linked question was, there are many creatures on Earth showing examples of evolution. For example, lizards living in pitch black who've lost their eyesight, eye holes, but covered by skin or scale. And I think, just very briefly, there's two sorts of evolution we have to understand about. There's microevolution, which is within a species, animals develop differently to adapt to their over years, to adapt to their situation. Some would say that's why human beings all have developed a bit differently as well in different parts of the world and so on. But that is different from talking about macroevolution, to say that everything came from one blob early on. And we're sort of the highest level of that. And that's the difference, I think. And it does seem to me that there is still a big problem for evolutionists in jumping from one species to another. There are links, there are all sorts of things that look like they could be the same. I mean, I was at school told about the way that in the womb, the fetus starts off as a fish and gradually develops and all this sort of thing. Well, if that's the way God's made us develop, fair enough. But it doesn't mean once we were that thing. So I think that's mixing up the two sorts of evolution. So that would be my attempt at an answer on that.